This is the Draft Prospect Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
With the 17th pick, the New England Patriots select.
Now here to preview the prospect are the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Finally, we've come to the most important of our draft. What does Eric call it? Draft Prospect Review?
I don't know. I don't listen.
Where we preview.
You're going to have to play your little game by yourself. Until we get to the prospects, I'm not interested.
It is the most important, according to Andy and I, because we are definitely in the camp that edge pass rusher is what the Patriots need. There are a lot of them, and Bill Belichick agrees.
Need that to get a little stiffer, Andy.
That will be the key.
Got a bad mic arm here.
Well, look, this is going to fall out in any second.
Kind of operation.
We came down
here
to do a podcast here, and our illustrious producer, Kevin, has a studio with no microphones.
Is illustrious a synonym for useless?
Yeah, but it wasn't his fault. So don't hold it against them.
Should I start, Robert Quinn?
Listen, here it is right now. We know they need an outside pass rusher. Bill Belichick has said the key to this draft is going to be how teams evaluate these front seven players like
Robert Quinn
and Justin Houston. Guys like that are sort of hybrids, tweeners, defensive ends in some systems, outside linebackers in others. So we are interested in outside linebackers. Obviously, Andy Hart has been in love with Robert Quinn for at least a year and a half now.
It's a long courtship I've had with him.
August, right?
Quinning.
It was like August of 2 years ago when you started falling in love with this guy.
Late in the season, but yeah, a long time.
So, and anyway,
Bill should fall in love with him because he fits his mold.
Let's get right
into
it.
You know the little
Andy.
6'4", 4'6"? Well, Robert Quinn is taller than 6'4", weighs more than 260 pounds, and ran a sub-4'6 at his pro day where he was 4.57.
Yeah, we don't really use pro days, Andy, because the conditions are
okay. Well,
geared,
at the combine,
to speed.
He ran 4.6s. I think the slowest was a 4.7. So he is in the perfect mold. And there's been a lot of talk in recent years. Do they need to tweak the mold and those standards they hold for that outside, big outside linebacker who can set the edge, who can rush the passer? And there's a lot of people that believe Robert Quinn can do all that. The edge setting is an issue. It's always something that these guys have to prove they can do. Because a lot of them, if you're a proven pass rusher in college, well, then they ask you to just rush the passer a lot. And he is a proven elite pass rusher. Obviously, he was suspended last year, but 11 sacks 2 years ago as a sophomore. And it doesn't really matter who you ask. Mike Mayock, Mel Kiper, Rob Rang, they all believe he is one of the two best pass rushers in this draft. It's him and it's Von Miller. You know, Von Miller is a guy who's also probably going to be an outside linebacker. Some people think in the 3-4. I'm not sure he's a great fit for the Patriots because he's a little smaller. I think he comes in at 240-something.
Yeah.
But he is certainly an elite pass rusher and will certainly be gone before the Patriots pick. A lot of people believe he'll be the third pick in the draft, maybe to Buffalo or somewhere in that area. Whereas Quinn has ridden a roller coaster. You know, some people like Nolan Naraki thought he was going to be a second-round pick, which was somewhat laughable at the time, and even Naraki now has him as a top 10, maybe top 6 selection. So he's the perfect fit. The question is, would they be willing to invest to go up and get him now, as I said, maybe as high as 6, which, coincidentally enough, is where you can get quite easily with the 17th and 28th pick in the draft, which,
that is correct.
Coincidentally enough, the Patriots hold at this point. But we've talked about Quinn for quite some time. We should probably move on to the other possibilities.
We should point out that in the years past, when Bill has talked about that fit, that perfect fit, that 4'6", 6'4 guy who runs a 4'6, there haven't been a lot of those guys available. This year, there are some, and it's not just Robert Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, you've been high on some of these other guys, too. I share your enthusiasm for a few of them, Alden Smith being one. Ryan Kerrigan's another guy who gets thrown around there. There's a lot of different guys, Justin Houston, who we mentioned earlier, who are going to fall into that category. Which of that group do you like the most?
Ooh, that's a tough question. Kerrigan is very likable for production. He's likable because he fits the mold. He had all the characteristics. He's very similar. If you look at his numbers across the board at the combine, a lot of his testing numbers, very similar to Robert Quinn. A lot of production, 25 sacks, I believe, something like 12, 15 forced fumbles the last couple of years. And we talk about that Purdue system, whatever it is, they have produced going back maybe 15 years now. I mean, you go from Mike Vrabel to the Roosevelt Colvin, Sean Phillips, the guys recently that went to Minnesota and Dallas, and I mean, there's a whole slew of them.
Anthony Spencer.
Yeah, Anthony Spencer.
In Dallas. Not sure what you're talking about him.
I don't know, some guy.
Minnesota.
But that school produces those edge guys that can play defensive end, 3-4 outside linebacker.
Yeah.
And I keep going back to it, and I know I'm a broken record here, but, you know, the Von Miller talk at the combine about how hard Ryan Kerrigan was pushing him in training and sort of the contagious attitude that Ryan Kerrigan brings to the table, that sounds like a Patriot. On the other end, Alden Smith, I think, is perfect in terms of he's got the build, he's got the length, he's a little bit shorter, I believe, but he is a guy that has a lot of length to set the edge, the press.
He has a wingspan, too, that I think they like.
And the Mike Lombardi comparison to Willie McGinnis, and the fact that everybody says he has this huge upside. You know, 11 and a half sacks, I believe, 2 years ago. A little banged up this year where he broke a bone in his lower part of his leg. And, you know, the production dropped to, I think, 5.5 sacks. But everybody says he's probably not quite as ready. And I don't know whether that's true or not true. I think athletically, and we've talked a lot about this, if you're a pass rusher, if you're going to be an elite pass rusher, you're going to bite as a puppy, as Parcells might say. And I think Quinn and these guys, maybe not, you know, three downs, put them out there for a full game and just let them be. But right. In situations, I think you say, that guy's got a first step. I need him out there to rush the passer. So I think both those guys are intriguing. Houston is intriguing because played outside linebacker last year in a 3-4, also has previously played defensive end for them. I'm not sure he's quite as athletically gifted, certainly as Quinn, somebody like Quinn, probably Alden Smith. He and Kerrigan, I think, are a little bit similar in that they're kind of straight-ahead type players. When you ask them to move a lot laterally and even backwards in space, I think that might be a little bit of a challenge for them. But, you know, those are the guys they're going to have to look at either at 17, hope maybe Alden Smith or Kerrigan is there, or is Justin Houston an option either at 17 or 28.
Now, a lot of these guys, as you mentioned, Andy, are going to be first-round picks, most of that group anyway, if not all.
Probably all of them.
Let's just assume for whatever reason it doesn't work out that way.
You're going to rain on the parade right now?
I want to get to a group that we can have plan B. Because if all of these guys end up falling off the board, I don't think Belichick is one of these guys that's going to be wanting to take the sixth or seventh best option at a position at 17 or, you know, even 28. And we know it doesn't really matter where everybody else has them ranked. It only matters where Bill has them ranked.
Right.
But for argument's sake, if he is similar to conventional draft wisdom here, and Von Miller and Robert Quinn and Ryan Kerrigan, all these guys he has them similarly rated and they're all gone. Where do you go, say, in round two or even round three at this position if you haven't been able to address it as early as you would like?
I think one option, just looking at my notes right now, would be Jabal Sheard out of Pittsburgh, a guy who's been on the rise. Some people believe could be a first-round pick, could be a second-round pick. He's a little bit shorter, but he has long arms. He certainly has some power in his rush, decent moves. I don't think he has that elite first-step quickness off the edge that some of the other guys do, the Quinns and the Millers, up the top of the draft, but he'd be a little bit more of a developmental guy,
yeah.
But he certainly has some of the characteristics you'd look for at that position. He has the 4.6, 8.40, so he just sneaks in that 4.6 area. As I said, I think he's around 6.3, a little bit shorter, but he would fit. And then let me just flip my page, Paul.
Okay.
Go over to my outside linebackers.
I don't know why you had to grunt when you do that.
Dante Moak is a guy just as a pure pass rusher. I don't think he's a three-down option, and if they're looking more for a situational guy.
Smaller guy,
6 foot one, yeah. But he's a guy that supposedly has run his 40 as quickly as 4.18, is just a pure pass rusher, a lot of production. But I'm looking for elite. I'm looking for McGinnis, Vrabel, Colvin, guys who I think can play three downs, who can play, you know, 75-80% of my snaps at least on defense. You know, you start to get in the situational thing, and I think you kind of paint yourself into a corner. Let me just look at my notes a little bit more.
Well, there's a couple of guys that I don't...
Oh, Brooks Reed, I haven't mentioned, is another guy who probably in that Sheard range. I think he's probably going to go in the first round. There seems to be enough first-round buzz about him that he, you know, I've even read that scouts rave about him that more than the media and the public. He's a guy, his production was not elite at Arizona. He, you know, everybody does the Clay Matthews comparison, and one of the ways that may be true is that Clay Matthews was not elite in terms of production at USC. I think he only had 6 sacks as a senior. Didn't really start until his senior year when he kind of unseated Griffin. Everson Griffin, is that his name? The other kid. Could be, Paul. But,
could be.
You know, Brooks Reed is a guy that you watch on tape, moving straight ahead. He's got a nice spin move. He's a pretty disruptive pass rusher, but only I think 8 sacks and 6 sacks the last couple of years, hasn't had truly elite production. And the thing that scares me about him, and I keep going back to this, is his talk at the combine that all they really asked me to do was put my hand on the ground and rush the passer.
Right.
I didn't think about anybody else's job. I didn't think about schemes. I didn't think about anything else except get from point A to point B, and point B was the quarterback. I just think this defense asks you to do a hell of a lot more than that. And even if they drafted him, my concern would be, is he going to be developmental? Is he going to be a Taylor Price version of a pass rusher where he's going to need a year to really digest the scheme and get out there on the playing field? If you're doing that, to me, that's not a first-round pick. That's a second or a third-round pick in the range of Sheard and some of these second-tier guys.
How about a guy, I know you don't really like him, but Akeem Ayers?
Yeah, I think Akeem Ayers is a comparison I actually agree with. He's not as good, but is Carlos Dansby. I think he's a jack-of-all-trades linebacker, and I know Dansby actually played pretty well down in Miami last year in the 3-4, but I don't see Ayers as a pass rusher. I see him as a guy who will get a couple sacks, get a couple forced fumbles, make plays on the edge, make plays in the passing game, which is great. You know, and there's certainly a place for that in the NFL and a lot of defenses, but I don't think he fits the need of the Patriots, which is a guy who can rush the passer.
Right.
I know Bill is all about the more you can do. I'm not looking for the more you can do. I'm looking for you to do one thing, and we'll try to do all the other stuff, and that's get to the quarterback. And that's why if you said Akeem Ayers or Brooks Reed, I'm taking Brooks Reed. Because even if I have my concerns, I think the one thing he does is try to get to the quarterback.
Sure.
So I would definitely err towards the side of these guys that are pass rush ready, even if they're not ready for the other requirements of the position.
We talked a lot about these outside linebackers. Before we move on and briefly hit on the inside guys.
Oh, by the way, Chris Carter is a guy I wanted to just – pipeline prospect out of
Fresno
State. Another shorter guy who's a proven pass rusher, 4.58 40, so smaller but a little quicker.
Where is he projected?
He's a third, fourth round
pick. That's what I want. Before I moved on, I wanted to see, let's just say it's the worst case scenario.
Chris Carter.
They didn't get anybody.
Intriguing.
Now, okay, so you think a middle round, late round guy.
WAC defensive player of the year, 11 sacks, I think 19 over the last couple years. He's a raw athlete. We didn't have a ton of tape on him. But I think he's a guy, especially coming from the scheme and how much they'll know about him, that could be a possibility.
Okay, on the inside, not necessarily a huge need right now for the Patriots. They have some good youth, actually, at inside linebacker with Mayo, who will only be going into his fourth season, and then Brandon Spikes in his second year, Gary Guyton, fourth year now, right? So, yeah, they have some guys in there. They have a nice little rotation, but... you can find some special teams players here, like Dane Fletcher last year. Any inside guys jump off the page? I mean, I would eliminate the best one.
Well,
Martez Wilson.
I want to
just
start with him because some people think he could be an outside linebacker. If he ever was, I would put him in the same category as Ayers, a guy that can do a lot. I don't see him as being your elite pass rush guy, but I know at some point some mock drafts had him going to the Patriots at 33.
He's been linked to the Patriots quite often.
I'm not that interested. As I said, I think he's a jack-of-all-trades guy more than a pass rusher. I don't think you need him at inside linebacker. You don't need to go that high for that position at 33. In terms of other guys, you know, Greg Jones is an interesting guy. Played a lot of football for Michigan State. Kind of has fallen down the charts a little bit as a mid-round pick. I like Kelvin Shepard out of LSU. He reminds me a lot of Brandon Spikes, only faster. He has the same kind of look, and that's probably what drew me to him, with the high socks and the dreads hanging out the back. But, you know, he's a guy that made a lot of plays. Colin McCarthy out of Miami is more of a speed-based guy, which is, you know, a mid-round inside linebacker. Speed is important for special teams and that type of a role. Casey Matthews gets the name recognition, obviously, for being Clay's brother. Inside linebacker, totally different player, although a pretty good pass rusher from the inside. They did rush him a lot at Oregon. Akeem Dent out of Georgia, some 3-4 experience, again, some special teams ability. Probably a 4-3 middle linebacker in the NFL, but I think he could be a guy, a backup and special teams type for the Patriots. So those are some guys. Actually, where's the guy at the UConn guy that I like?
Greg Lloyd?
No, the other one. I don't know. They got a guy out of UConn that
Scott,
I kind of like.
Oh, wait, Lutris. You already said him, didn't you?
Maybe. I don't know.
Scott Lutris?
I feel like I'm carrying this. You going to talk today?
Well, you have carried it because this is your area of expertise,
kidding.
And I haven't seen all these guys.
I'm just kidding.
Haven't seen any of the inside guys, to be honest with you.
It's a good position. I like inside linebackers. And there's also, Where's my one other name I wanted? You talk amongst yourself, Paul. Well, Mason Foster, outside linebacker from Washington, who I think is an inside linebacker type for the Patriots, I really liked. Just a tackle machine, you know, special teamer, mid-round pick. So I'm not talking about a guy that's going to start or, you know, push Gerard Mayo or anything like that, but just a guy that I think is a football player that if he's available in the fifth round and you're just saying, he's a guy that can make some plays on special teams and give me some depth. He's a guy that I find interesting.
All right, if you had to, put a wrap on this right now, but if, just give me your perfect scenario here. You're at 17.
Oh.
What's your dream
scenario?
It's
already not my perfect scenario.
What's your dream scenario?
Six, Quinn.
Okay, so you're saying there's absolutely no possible way
Robert Quinn's
that
available
Quinn
at 17.
Miller is available. So is there a, who's your next best after those two? Let's put it that way.
After those two, my hope is that either Ryan Kerrigan or Alden Smith is available at 17, and I take him.
And you think that the Patriots will?
Yes. I think they would definitely take Alden Smith, and I think there's a good chance they would take Ryan Kerrigan.
All right.
It's the biggest need, and everybody likes to say Bill Belichick doesn't draft for need. I say poppycock to that. When he needed a guard, he went and got Logan Mankins. When he needed an inside linebacker, he went and got Gerard Mayo. When he needed a defensive lineman, he went and got Ty Warren. Even when they were going to run out of the Ty Warren types, he traded up to make sure he got him. When he needed a running back, I think he drafts for need more often than not, as most coaches do.
I would agree with that. I think he has done a generally good job of, he doesn't reach for it.
Correct.
Need.
And I don't think Kerrigan or Smith would be a reach at 17.
I think a lot of his picks have been very much need-based. But it's going to be interesting to see how this all unfolds. Next week in our final pre-draft podcast, we'll kind of wrap this all up and we'll tie it all together. We'll talk about our favorite prospects. Hopefully we'll have Eric back so he can fill the host role and I can talk. But that's going to do it for outside linebackers and inside linebackers. A great breakdown,
Quinning.
Detailed breakdown by Andy Hart, the pass rush guru, and he wants Robert Quinn at number 6. I don't know why he just arbitrarily takes 6, but that's where he wants to get. Well,
that's where I can trade up to easily.
It's the devil's number.
So Robert Quinn is the guy we want, but we'll settle on Ryan Kerrigan or Alden Smith.
Hell, I'll settle for Justin Houston. Just give me a damn pass rusher.
We'll be back on Thursday for PFW in Progress.
Hi, this is Troy Brown. Download the podcast now. Bingo!